This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand ended yesterday. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on tomorrow. Star campaigners of both NDA and India bloc made their last-ditch efforts to the woo voters in the favour of the party candidates. Meanwhile, the polling teams are being dispatched to their stations from yesterday. Chief Electoral Officer R. Ravi Kumar said that the polling parties have been sent to the 225 polling stations in the sensitive districts of West Singhbhum, Latehar, Lohardaga, Garhwa and Gumla. To support this, the Indian Air Force helicopters are being used to transport the polling officials safely. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer has suspended Under Secretary Sanjay Kumar Srivastav following the violation of the Model Code of Conduct. Voting on the second phase in this state will take place for 38 seats on the 20th of this month. Campaigning also concluded for by-elections to 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states of Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat yesterday. By-polls will be held on tomorrow for 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides assembly by-polls, it will also take place in 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. In Maharashtra, political parties have revamped up the efforts with the allies of these roadshows to secure the voter support for assembly polls. Voting in the state for 288 constituencies will be held on the 20th of this month. Meanwhile, BJP has urged the Election Commission to take action against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, alleging that he has once again attempted to spread the falsehoods regarding the Maharashtra assembly polls. The ruling party called on the poll panel to act against the Congress MP for the gross violation of the Model Code of Conduct. Referring to the section of the speech in Mumbai last week, a BJP delegation led by the senior party leader Arun Ral Meghwal met the chief election commissioner in this regard and urged to file the FIR against the Congress leader. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday participated in the celebration of the Igas festival at the residence of Lok Sabha MP from Uttarakhand. Anil Baluni in New Delhi. Igas is a traditional festival of lights of Uttarakhand. In the social media post, Mr. Modi extended his congratulations to his fellow countrymen and the people of Uttarakhand on this occasion. He expressed the hope that the festival would bring happiness, prosperity and well-being to everyone's life. The Prime Minister said that the government is committed to advancing the development alongside the heritage. He emphasized that the Igas festival, which was almost extinct, has once again become a focal point of faith for people in Uttarakhand. He praised the people of Uttarakhand for his efforts to keep the tradition of Igas alive. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday hosted a dinner in New Delhi to welcome the newly sworn Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, former CJI and Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and other dignitaries including the judges of the Supreme Court and Chief Justices of High Courts also attended the dinner. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Dr. Naveen Ramgoolam on his historic electoral victory in Mauritius. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he extended the invitation to Dr. Ramgoolam to visit India. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to closely working together to strengthen the special and unique partnership. The first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, called the Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. During the conversation, both the leaders exchanged views on enhancing their cooperation in various areas including trade and economic ties, energy, connectivity and others. And that is the end of this news bulletin.